Gospel by Matthew, chapter 25, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man travelling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. Likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged it in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents, and behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents, and behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a most hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Here thou hast his time. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him that hath 10, which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee the hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. But I was hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, whence all thee? When saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
Perhaps we should say it isn't our custom to read as much as this usually. But in our February fellowship meeting, that the Reverend John said and they agreed, we had a reading on the 19th of Luke, so this territory should be familiar. I do hope that the atmosphere and substance of that reading is still fresh upon our hearts and minds. It was a desire and prayer that we should have the Lord much before us, and I think last week you saw him as the bridegroom. In the first section we read, we see him as the Lord, and when we concluded, we see him as the King. So we have the Lord before us in this section, and in the part of Mr. Kathy first read, we come to the interesting story of the talents. We do hope you're happy about this. Are you? We're looking forward to a contribution from you, Mr. Kathy. Section from the sovereign hand of the Lord. I mean, you could work as hard as you like on me, and you'll never make me able to mend my car. The ability just isn't there. Either native or acquired. But others, of course, have got ability that's native and can be developed. So it all depends upon the Lord.
So this is something that the servant already has, apart from the Spirit?
Exactly. Is that true?
Yes.
Counted
me fearful.
That's it. There we say, reverently, the Lord knew the vessel that he has taken out beforehand. And if you bring it to modern days, look at Mr. Darby. I mean, English, French, German, Spanish, Italian, besides being an honors medalist in Hebrew and Greek. Well, there must have been something there. There was ability to apply the time to time. All right, Mr. Cavin?
Yes, I'm just thinking that he already puts it there, in a sense, before the servant is ever born. Because he knows exactly what he's going to do with that particular soul when he takes him up. Or her, whichever it might be.
Yes. In Galatians, we learn this history, don't we? Where he recounts that God chose him, separated him from his mother's womb. Obviously, the man of schooling started before his conversion.
And while he does give them sovereignty, while he does do this, he expects them, after giving them, to develop them for the glory of the Lord.
That's good.
When he serves.
That's good. Stir up the gift of God that is in you.
Yes.
But if the servant were unnamed Jeremiah, first five.
Go on, read.
Before I found thee in the belly, I knew thee.
That's good.
The Lord came as forth of the womb, I sanctified thee.
Yes.
And I have ordained thee a prophet unto the nation.
That's right. If you look at Ephesians 2:10, you'll find good works which he had before prepared that we should walk in them. And it would almost look that at the time that we were given to Christ in counsel, at the same time there was mapped out for us good works that we should walk in them. I remember being greatly impressed when I was newly converted with the fact that if God's got something for you to do, he's had his hand on you from the beginning. And I think that's a great thing to keep in mind.
Is this the goods he speaks of? Is it about them, his goods? Is this the good work he's speaking of now, which they should walk in?
How do you thought so, don't you?
Yes.
We did notice in Luke, Mr. Brady, that there was one town.
Yes.
And maybe the Apostle Paul, or just you and me, we've all got the revelation of God in the face of the Lord Jesus. In that sense, we've got the same.
Mm-hmm.
And here there seems to be a differing measure in relation to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Right, David?
Yeah, one thing that puzzles me here.
Yes.
Which way is Rupert coming? Which coming is it? After a long time, the Lord come in.
Well,
what I think, I know that normally you take it as a present dispensation.
Yes.
But the coming is a coming of judgment, isn't it?
Well, I think this is the judgment seat of Christ, isn't it? I always do so.
Do you think this is the rapture?
No, I think that he judgment seat of Christ, yes, we shall all render an account of what we have done. Won't be penal as we know, but we'll have to render an account to the Lord as to what we have done with the talents that the Lord has given us.
town with his servant on.
Yes.
The other one, he's cast. The profitable servant.
Yes.
Cast into outer darkness. At the end of the national tree.
Yes.
This is a fine judgment.
Yes. It will be. So there's a difference of 1,000 years between the two judgments.
There's no actual judgment here, is there? There's no actual judgment in this section. He's only cast out, isn't he?
Yes.
The judgment is not executed.
No, that's right. In bringing forward the teaching of God, we have to always remember the scripture that no scripture is any private interpretation. We've got to view every passage, haven't we, in the light of all the other teaching of the scriptures. I think we're right in separating the two judgments by 1,000 years. All right, David?
Yes,
it's rather remarkable that in Matthew, he's viewed as on the earth, isn't he? For instance, it says, away out of a country. A man going away out of a country.
You mean that it indicates to us his present section at the Father's right hand? Yes.
Isn't that true? They say that he has gone into heaven. We know that it is that, of course.
Yes.
But he doesn't say it gone back to heaven.
No. No. Yes. To receive for himself a kingdom to have his hand. Are you with us tonight, Ian?
Yes.
How are you getting on?
I suppose the substance of the goods that he gives us is the Word of God, the truth that it is revealed, the whole revealed Word of God, the truth. He gives it to us to use, to increase on it, as it were.
Well, if we had been reading Luke, I think I would have agreed with you.
Yes.
But don't you think that here the stress rather is what's potential in you and me in the matter of ability?
Yes.
I mean, some folk have ability to get to grips with the original language, but they need to read the word and doctrine. Others obviously. Again, a different sphere to that. We're not going to envy Peter and Paul and John. We'll get on with the job that's ours. According to our several ability, it would seem to me, Mr. Cabby, it's what you and I have got naturally in which we can develop.
Which the Spirit of God can take up and use.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
5,000 men, how many of those are there? Two, perhaps most, many, perhaps a lot of us would put us in the one town. The point is, of course, even the one town man has got to be careful what he does in the town.
He's called to train.
Huh?
He's called to train.
What's trade? That's it, the one there. We're in business. What's our business? Well, it's clear from this section that it's increased in mind, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, we want to trade in the best market.
We have to know the Lord. Know his love. Love his Lord. The Lord can do that, don't we?
Well, I think verse 24 confirms us here, because one kind of man obviously didn't know his Lord, did he?
So it is profession, really, isn't it?
So, profession, yes.
It is profession.
Yes.
And in both these sections, the virgins and this one, there are those that are not true.
That's right. Is that right? That's totally true, yes. I think this is a good point at the end, though, that the servant who's got to know his Lord. You know that important verse in Daniel, which is chapter 11. They that do know their God shall be strong. And do extra. And then he had Luke 10.
go and do thou likewise.
There is the If a man serves me, let him follow me. It's really the features of Christ coming to mind in the servant, who will learn and find it in his company and sitting in his feet.
How do you reconcile that thought with verse 14? His own bond servants is his creatorial ownership.
I would think that 2 Peter confirms this, doesn't it, even in connection with the apostles, that they denied the Lord who bought them. So that the Lord has rights not only in creation but also in redemption, hasn't he?
And it's to every man and each man, it's a responsibility.
Yes. Oh, yes, I think so. Yes. Yes. Every man must tell and he turns to me.
Yeah.
Carry it in the door.
You might actually talk to trade, aren't you?
No, not in this section. No, we are going to be told that in Luke, occupy till I come. But you know the word in the Greek is pray, trade till I come. Pray.
Would you say they have to know the mind of their master before they could get any increase?
Exactly, yes. I think you get a good example of trading, you know, in the first chapter of Colossians, don't you? You get the gospel of the winner's drink, you get the gospel, and you get the mystery. And I think that even Joel in there, bring them in, and the mystery, fill them up. It's increase. The seat is a trump.
So it is internal and external. Is that what you mean?
Well,
it can be ministry as far as the saints are concerned,
yes.
Or it could be ministry in relation to the outgoing of that time.
I think so. Yes. Paul's ministry is in two parts.
Yes.
The gospel and the mystery. Evangelist goes out and brings them in, and then the pastors and the teachers get busy and build them up.
It is a rather important gift of service from the
Lord. Well, be careful here, Mr. Ward, because if we care to limit this to gift, then a lot of us will be excluded. But you remember in the 4th chapter of Ephesians, the risen head gives to some pastors, evangelists, teachers, but he gives to all grace. And I would like to see in this that we're all included.
First chapter of Romans too, isn't it?
Yes.
He's showing he gives you in the proportion of faith.
That's good. That's
for our service. Right. Teachers, exhorters.
Right.
Give
us. That's right. Yes, yes. If we read in Corinthians 12, helps.
Helps.
I'd like to be in that category. Help. Yes.
You have the service of the looking at. When you're referring to Martha and Mary, Mary was at the time of service and Martha was on that. I agree she knew the service to the Lord, but it's still different.
Yes, so don't let's downgrade Martha, because in the 12th of John, she had been adjusted to use good words, and in the supper, there she was putting out her right place. Yes. But it's service that's in you here, and no, let's underestimate the Lord of happy, carry the light in others.
Yes, I was thinking of Peter, after he faced the children, so on and so on and so on.
Yes.
And in a sense, that's trafficking in one way, but trafficking must bring in others. While there's increase, it must go out to others, there must be a testimony to others in the trafficking, it must be.
Well, it's a good example, isn't it? Because the Lord has said to him, when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren.
Yeah.
He was so wrapped up in his commission that even when he was dead, he was afraid to write his epistle, so that after he had put on his tabernacle, that soon goes with all these things remembered.
That's why I'm always glad of Peter.
Yeah.
And I've always done Paul as well, but the lesson is that you trade and you trade and you trade until the end.
That's right.
You don't give up.
And he means then yes, we
think.
That's it. But they all get the same commendation. That's right. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Consent to the two judgment man as well as the five judgment man.
Yes.
Good and faithful servant. Well, now what you say about that? Well done. Wherefore we are ambitious that whether present or absent, we might be acceptable to him, well pleasing in his sight. I suppose that everyone would have a sense of his approval now. For the time of the measure, we can prove that. But in that day, well done from his own lips, it'll be well-going result. Give to the overcomer of sin fellows a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knows, save Jesus Christ. Now that's a private communication between the Lord and myself. Well done. Is that what you want in?
Yes.
That's right. Is that what you want, Mr. Maynard?
Yes.
That's right.
Would you say that the man who had the five talents as against the man who had the two, he went on to make five talents and the other man went on to make two. But the Lord puts them both together because he gave one five and he expected five. And he gave one two and he expected two. He didn't
expect five from the man only had two.
No, that's the point I'm trying to say.
Okay.
If we only have whatever we do now, as we say, we've got to trade with that.
Okay.
But it's not for looking at the man with five and emptying him and saying, well, I wish I could emulate what he could do. In a sense, yes. In another sense, no. Because there's something, got some particular ability in the assembly that wasn't given to me. It was given to somebody else. But I've got my little part to do as well as him.
Well, now, if you depend on being the tea of the fellowship, I'll be sorry if I should ask him to come.
That's right. Okay.
To every man's work.
That's why Mr. Wolf brought in the 12th of Romans.
Yeah.
Very fond of the 12th of Romans. Because, it doesn't leave anybody out.
Okay.
And even the last one that was taught me many years ago, he would show us mercy, should it for us. I think that's wonderful.
They're all creatures of Christ.
Yes. This is a fine thing. Ye imitate as of me, as I am of Christ.
second, there is no difference because the hour of surrender an account, and the hour you get the account saves the one. So there was no difference.
No. We did notice in Luke, didn't we, that in the case of one, he gained £10, and his reward was 10 cities. So that I think we have to distinguish clearly in the world to come, there will be the general joys of heaven. You and I will be there, Mars, heaven is the joy of our Lord. But there will be the particular joys of the administration of either 10 cities, 5 cities, or many things.
And so the promotion he has mentioned, he becomes a ruler.
Yes.
He was a bond servant before,
right.
The one who becomes a ruler.
That's right. Yeah. What? Learn ye not that ye shall judge him.
I remember a real old Christian used to illustrate this by saying that we've all been glory, there's some of our big cooks, middle cooks, and little cooks. But they're all before, all before. That's your hand in my hand, so I've got the other side. And we all look like this.
Now, good and faithful.
Well, they're about equals in being faithful, aren't they?
Yeah, a difference.
That's right.
Paul speaks of having a good conscience before God.
Yes.
This is a broken in the life of this. That's been repeated in the scriptures, isn't it?
Yes. But the Lord is looking for a certain day to be faithful. Having sometimes, you know, in our Bible readings, we so stressed the faithful side, I just wonder whether it was forgotten the first bit. Don't you just become
agreed?
Yes, I'm glad you did. Good and faithful, sir. Now, if I have somebody in my house, give it a job, I'll have well done. But I think the Lord is looking for good and faithful, sir. Either way, of course, is wise. I mean, the sharpening up of the ability, doesn't it?
Good. I suppose faithfulness is answering to the things set out, isn't it? To instructions, for instance. But good is entering into the thoughts of the one that gives the instructions, isn't it?
There's a more on
that. I might be a faithful servant in relation to my master.
Yes.
In doing everything that the rules and regulations say.
Yes.
But if I'm a good servant, I enter into more what his personal desires are. Don't I?
Well, I think of faithfulness really on the background of unfaithfulness. You have an unfaithful person and their mind anywhere, their affections are anywhere. I mean, you use it in connection with the intimate relationships of love, unfaithfulness. And of course, the Lord has very strong words to say about affections that wander elsewhere. It seems to me that beyond being faithful to the Lord, he's looking for quality in the service. We're constantly before the Lord in exercise that the quality of our meetings will be well maintained. I mean, what's the point in gathering a big crowd in to the gospel meeting, if the gospel preaching is not clear and plain? Similarly in the Sunday school, similarly in all aspects of our work, good and faithful, sir. Don't you think the Lord's looking for this?
I'm sure
he is. And I think that really this one talent man comes in as a sort of warning to us, we've got so little. I mean, I've only got one cow. Well, it's hardly worth bothering, is it? Get up the areas. Get busy at work. Do all the overtime you can. Build up the bank balance. Or, of course, another danger is that you bury yourself in the domestic self. Get so busy in the domestic self, you never see them again. Don't you think this is burying it in the earth, Mr. Governor? Not the world of the earth. Earth dwellers, Revelation, is it 10 pounds or 9 pounds? Yes. These are the people who come in for condemnation and judgment, earth dwellers. We're heavenly men, by the way.
This is the tendency of profession, isn't it? Because the Lord Jesus is coming. It's a long time after that he comes back.
Seems to me, Basil, that although we have here the extreme case, the unconverted person, the moral teacher can affect you and me.
Yes.
And that's the warning I think we're going to take out of this, don't you think?
I was thinking that he knew one thing, where Bede said he didn't know the character of his Lord.
Yes.
But what he did know was that he was a hard man. He knew that side, but what he didn't know was the side of love and compassion and help and all these things. Now, if he'd known his Lord, he would never have gone and buried this if he had. Because he would have loved to have traded with it and made something of it, even if he put it in, even if he just put it into the bank and got the interest on it.
Well, I think that's good. What do you think the bank is? Yes.
I don't know. I'm sure that there's been all kinds of suggestions as to what the bank is.
Well, come on. Yes. Mm-hmm. We moved together at the local meeting.
Yes.
What is the bank?
I know there was some talk about it.
Well, that's part of the satisfaction upon our Bible in the past. You need to come down to Mr. Cavity, the Lord sets us up in business for ourselves. I would put that in the category of 5 times to 2 times. But if you don't feel like embarking on business, you say, I'll put it in the bank. You've got to help somebody else. Come along on the Friday night, give out a few tracts. Come along to the assembly activities, at least you present the disaster for me. Don't you think that in that way, we will encourage the saints and the money we put into the bank?
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody else can do the investing of the money.
Reminded of a brother standing at the outside of a gospel meeting. He couldn't preach.
Yes.
What he said was, now, if you don't know the preaching, I'll stand with you.
That's good.
It's a book.
Well, he was saying to Kennedy, I'll hold your hat.
Yes.
I'll hold your
hat. I remember that same brother week that we was. When somebody took it on the platform, he immediately went on the platform and he picked one of the greatest costumes I ever saw. I ever remember
he was actually there. You all that happened, you were there pretty sure, so we get some ideas yourself.
Yeah. And of course, there is the other side. We see people in the open air, we know they're Christians. We don't pass them by, at least we can go and say, well, we pray for him and trust that souls might be saved.
That's right.
Yes.
There's one little point in connection with this story that didn't come out in February because that would be largely Bible reading. But it always seems to me of the greatest interest in looking servant. Now, it's debated sometimes as to whether a preacher should ever allude to current topics. I mean, are we to be completely withdrawn from the world? Or are we to be in touch with the current situation and use it to the Lord's glory? And I think that this story confirms that we can use current events to profit in the setting forth of the truth. Now, in this story, it seems clear that it's based upon Herod going to Rome, and afterwards his son did the same thing, to receive a kingdom from the emperor and to return. And when they did so, Herod and afterwards, of course, began handing out all the plums to their intimate friends, to the good and faithful servant. Now this would be well known to those who heard these words, and consequently the Lord put a heavenly colour upon an earthly circumstance in a way that used the truth in blessing the soul. I feel that this is the answer in the Lord's own history of how current events rightly used to be yielded to God's preaching.
Yes. It'll make me discretion.
I think so. We won't search the newspaper for text. I
don't know.
It'll be something that's obvious.
Yes.
If they decimalize the currency, that's unreasonable. Everybody. You can't escape it. I mean, it's still battling with it. You're the princess. But if you can, in some way, bring us into the preaching, as I think John did to John Byrne,
very powerful.
Just as a side issue.
Yeah.
I think we've got justification from a perfect example that this is allowable in God's preaching.
I think it is providing that you can bring into the message something that is, I don't know how to put it, but coinciding with the inner word of God.
Well, I think you can use it to magnify it.
Word that's in there.
Oh, yes. See, when John Platt was here, remember, when he was talking about the oldest age group, and he was one of our most gifted preachers, I suppose, he spoke about the senior citizens.
Yeah.
I think it's a real sum. He wasn't in any ways sidestepping the scripture, just showing that the senior citizens also find the mention in the scripture.
Yes. Yeah. Sure, there was this perfect example of the copy of the Lord preaching in parables.
Yes.
All the time it's talking in terms in which an ordinary people could understand.
Exactly.
It wasn't wrong that the preacher shouldn't speak in terms of ordinary people can't understand and not start on the spiritual ground.
It is in here on Wednesday afternoon, which you weren't said to say, we had an old brother of 84, well known to us, speaking about the inundation of the antediluvian world. Right, somebody will be saying, what? The Holy Ghost of God. That is the big term. Sometimes when it's about what you say, so you know, we want to speak and use words that everybody will understand.
The Lord never used anything but simple words. Indeed, you can go through Bishop's addresses and Paul's addresses and you'll find all simple words, nothing that's too far.
Well, perhaps we better put it this way, Mr. Cabby. He used as the subject of his preaching things that were known to everyone in the Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And these were his materials in preaching.
The man was under a tree.
That's it.
Yeah.
That may have been an actual man, you know, in the prodigal.
And would you say in the preaching is characterized as the blessing that we as a, and we have moved to, I mean, Mark chapter 2, verse 14, and we have to, the Sabbath term, but they have the labor to him, or what they have in tongue and speech. You have the term, but soon that we have the term, but of his presence.
Yes.
Yes. Character of the blessing.
Well, I think you're really giving the secret of all successful service, Mr. Ward, that it starts in the Lord's presence and it ends in the Lord's presence. In Mark, his disciples were with him and sent forth of him, and the scripture that you've been quoting yet, after their leaving the tour, they came back and told them all things that they had done and what they had taught. So it's found really in the Lord's presence.
You were saying, Barcelona, the profession is not here. And we know, don't we, that in this last instance, in the one talent, the thing is not which he has, but that which he seemeth to have.
That's the one that
he seemeth to have. He never possessed.
Never possessed.
He professed for that. He never possessed.
The third contrast, whom you say, everyone that has should be given. And everyone. Now isn't that good? You will put your little bit into you. You'll be surprised you and yourself have good.
Do you think it's of worthy of note to say that the Lord lost nothing in this at all? The servant lost, like the one talent, but that which was of God remained. The one talent he got back.
That's excellent, yes. Then that the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He shall be glorified in all money. He shall be glorified in the seer and in the lost.
No, yes.
Well, whatever is of divine origin can't fail.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good to remember that today when we look around and get us hard with times.
Yes.
Which that which God has established through the work of his Son, Christ, can it fail?
Yes.
That does make a good of it, isn't it?
Yes. Love never fails. Yes. Two in reality, one only in perfection. As a matter of fact, looking this down, we had a reading locally in one of our fellowship meetings, you recall, Mr. Cavillo, My Lord.
Yes.
You only had four different places in the New Testament. Here's another instance where it's My Lord. And it does seem that in this matter of service, it's essentially an I-thou relationship. Every one of us shall give an account of himself, herself, to the Lord, my Lord. I mean, it's no good saying that you belong to a certain company. It's going to be a question of my soul, and the Lord of my soul, in the day of judgment. Every one of us
give an account of himself. Peter, when he first announced the gospel, he said, he is Lord of all.
That's right.
Cornelius. He is Lord of all.
Some owners in grace, all the learners.
So when the responsible of our service, the activity in the service of the
Christ, and Christ of God, so much is good in the others that I'm so long.
I and his little wife and I father. Yes, but I think that that's really why this section comes in and hurts you. Mind, I don't think you're in much danger of sitting at home on a Tuesday night, are you? Glad to have come. I mean, the worst possible thing would be that we feel we could do something to our life was to stay at home, right? Sit in the comfortable armchair. End up with nothing.
I'm thinking more of a destiny, absolutely.
Yes, people would be well. Well, that's the real danger with us too, because some of us in personal work make such a ham-fisted job that, well, I might as well keep my mouth shut anyway.
Yeah. We can just say again the difference between this chapter and chapter 19.
Yes. Well, stick to this because in one word it summarizes them better, I think. Okay. Matthew 25, sovereignty.
Because it's what's given, but God gives.
And the Lord decides how much each staff will get. He pleases himself, sovereignty, according to their several abilities. Luke 19 is responsibility, because they all have one talent. You've got as much as the Apostle Paul. We're all in the same position. It's a question of responsibility as to what we do with God's revelation. So Matthew 25, sovereignty, Luke 19, responsibility. How do you get out of the word sovereignty?
Is it the same as sovereignty?
Yes.
I'm a very sovereignty before.
Sovereignty?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no better word in English,
there's no way you can use any common values, what we use, very common.
Where the word of a king is, there we are.
It's an absolute thing.
Absolutely.
Controlling
me. The king does what he pleases. Mm-hmm. God is sovereign. Mm-hmm. God is sovereign, does what he likes. I am subject, do what I'm told. Sovereignty. I think sovereignty is a good